So a little bit of background around that time. So things in the movement were moving towards becoming more and more single sex. So I started off in mixed chapters, and everything was mixed. All the weekends were mixed, conventions were mixed, you know, whatever, it was all mixed. And then very gradually, over a period of maybe 10 years, maybe a bit more actually, things became more and more single sex. So it started with a men's weekend in 1972, weekend retreat, and then just kind of gradually things became more and more single sex. So in, I think it was 1980, I went off to New Zealand. So I went off to New Zealand as part of my being over a women's mitra convener. And I meant to go for 6 months, and what was one thing and another, I stayed for 18 months. So I stayed around a centre in New Zealand, and I went to chapter meetings there, order meetings there. Again, everything was mixed in New Zealand. But when I got back to England in 1982, most things were single sex. I came back to the RBC. I spent 10 years around the RBC. And yeah, everything has sort of shifted in that direction. So order meetings were single sex, order weekends were single sex, regional and national conventions. The last mixed convention was 1982, and then they became more single sex. So that was a kind of whole thing going on in the order at that time. There's a lot one could say about that, but we'll gloss over that for the time being. Big part of our history. Yeah, and I think going back to my order meetings in New Zealand, again, they were quite large and they were mixed. And I think we did the same sort of pattern. I think we always meditated before we talked. I don't know when we stopped doing that, actually. Maybe we just had more to talk about and we wanted to sort of communicate more, and we stopped meditating as part of the evening. But so when I got back to the LBC, this was my first experience, really, of women's order meetings, women's chapters, women's order weekends, and women's conventions. And there were still comparatively few Dharmacharinis in 1982 when I came back. I seem to remember saying something like, us and order weekend, we were talking about the fact there were so few of us, and there were so many more men, you know, it was proportionately we were in a great minority, that if we could get to there being 20, couldn't have been, must have been more than that, 20 Dharmacharinis, that'd be great, wouldn't it? And I thought I'd retire or something. So you get a sense of how kind of, how small it was. So it has its pros and cons, doesn't it? And again, I think my experience of my time around the RBC, again, in some ways, it all kind of merges together. It was a very positive period, that 10 years for me, and I lived in women's communities. I was in women's order meetings or chapter meetings. We had women's national order weekends. We had regional order weekends, not just days. And I think everybody just went to everything. It's kind of what we did, what we wanted to do. It was our choice. It was our inspiration. And I think we still had this sense of, you know, we really needed to all be there to sort of co-create something. And yes, the men's side of the order was growing very rapidly because they'd started their Tuscany retreats. So, you know, that just set them off in a kind of boom, as it were. And meanwhile, 1 year, there were no ordinations for women in the early 80s. And the next year, there were two. So, you know, not only were we already in the minority, it was kind of, yeah, it was getting a bit out of hand, really. And so I think a lot of our focus was on kind of expanding the women's order. And I remember our order meetings in my early days back at the LBC. So we spent all our time, and I think it was all our time, talking about ordination requests. So kind of like a order business meeting, because there were a few of us and there were people who wanted to join the order, either that or coming in mitra requests. So that was the kind of what we did in our chapter meetings. There were quite a lot of them for quite a lot of the time. And so there was less time, much less time to sort of focus on our own practice, apart from, you know, encouraging others to grow, and on our communication with one another. So I think out of that, at the RBC at least, we created a sort of separate order business meeting so that, you know, we could do that sort of business together, and we could have our order meetings or chapter meetings yeah, more for a focus for ourselves. And I think that was a bit of a theme, and that we felt very stretched, I think, in what we were kind of